You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper.
And I'm Pooh.
Pooh, did you want to do something tonight? What are you going to do for us first?
Sailing.
Okay, why don't you go right ahead.
Okay. Sailing, sailing over the valley main. For me a stone, a vegetable, a jack of home again.
Hey, that's very nice. Where'd you learn that?
From the sun.
Oh, I see. Are you going to be with us for the whole show so people can talk to you if they want?
Yes.
Okay. You want to hear from Gene? Remember Gene? Remember when we got gas down in Phoenix, Gene came to help us? Well, guess who's on the telephone line? You want to say hello? Hello, Gene. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Pooh.
Hi.
Hi, Bill.
Talk to the microphone, honey. Hi, Gene.
How you doing?
How's everything going? How's Jonathan?
Oh, he's great. He's in bed, but he's great. He's all over the place. he's quite a kid.
You remember Jonathan, Pooh? Cat got your tongue? Yeah, all of a sudden she's not talking. Well, Gene, what's happening with the medals?
Okie doke, let's see here. Gold today had a high of 391.20, a low of 389.10, to close at 390.70, $390.70, down 30 cents. Silver had a high of 550, a low of 542, to close at 547, down a penny. Platinum had a high of 418, and a low of 414.10, to close at 416.70, down 60 cents. And the Dow had a high of 38.92.30, and a low of 38.61, to close at 38.79.8. up 19.5 points. A couple of interesting quotes that some of the research material that I use in our business. One was from Richard Russell's Dow Theory Letters. And this is about the stock market. It says, up to this point, I call what we're seeing on Wall Street the stealth bear market. How so? It says, Doug Cass, research director at J.W. Charles, studied all stocks that trade for more than $5 and found that 75% of them are down at least 20% from their 1993-94 highs. Nearly half, 47%, are down 30% or more. 27% of all stocks are down 40% or more, and 13% are down 50% or more. Cass's statistics jive with Joe Granville's latest exclusive study, a study that shows that 709 New York Stock Exchange stocks are now within 1 point or less of their 52-week lows, while only 274 New York stocks are within 1 point or more of their 1993 and 94 highs. For the life of me, Bill, some people, I can't figure out why people are in love with that stock market, but I think they better take a look at their balance sheets and see exactly where they may be. You know, they look at the Dow Jones, the average that I quote there, but that's only representing 30 stocks. And yet there's hundreds of stocks that are showing substantial losses. I guess maybe people just like throwing their money away. What do you suppose, huh?
Well, I guess they do. it's all going to come crashing down and not too far. You know, in just a recent week, they put over $5 billion new dollars into circulation.
Oh, I know. Here's,
in 1 week.
Here's another quote out of the R.E. McMaster's and Reaper. It says, according to our analysis, the Fed has definitely lost control. Liquidity in the U.S. market and economy has become a function of monetary velocity that depends on the continuous flight of the public out of the liquid money balances. That can't last. Already, despite a continuing steep yield curve, the flight from cash has sharply slowed. Once the rush for safety begins, a so-called dashed cash, a cataclysmic crash will inevitably arrive. Both bonds and stocks will suffer, reverberating a crisis around the world. There's no way the Fed can prevent the cash. All it can do is try boosting the money supply, like you say what they're doing, the liquidity supply by adding bank reserves, but this won't work in the end. This is by Dr. Kurt Reichenbacher, former chief economist for Germany's Dresdner Bank, as quoted by Richard Russell. We're in trouble financially. And people better get their little ducks in a row, because one day they're going to wake up and it's all going to be over.
You know anything about derivatives?
I'm not sure what you're getting at.
Well, I'm not going to get into it because I don't want to take up a bunch of the program with something that we're not going to be talking about. But basically, the big fear in Washington right now is the formation of militias by the people across this country and the imminent bankruptcy of the derivatives market.
Okay.
I thought you might like to know about that.
Yeah.
And it's going to have far-reaching repercussions. It's going to make the savings and loan debacle recede into history and be forgotten. It will be eclipsed.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, we have a new newsletter that just came out. Give us a call. And by the way, when you call at night, you know, which you certainly can, and leave a message on our voicemail, and we'll pick it up in the morning and send you out a newsletter. But please let us know that you're calling from the William Cooper Show. It helps us identify the where they're coming from, and so you get the preferential treatment.
Yes, absolutely. VIP treatment, right? Red carpet?
So give us a call, 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUY-COIN, and get you out a new newsletter and show you how you can prevent what is going to be happening. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to lose all your money if you don't want to.
Yeah, and do it right now, folks. You know how you are. You tend to procrastinate. Thank you, Gene.
Thank you.
Want to say goodnight to Gene, Pooh?
Good night, Gene.
Good night, Pooh. Bye-bye.
Once again, we had a wonderful Miller report from Gene Miller down in Phoenix from Swiss American Trading. Pooh, you do homeschooling, don't you? Talk to the people. They got to hear you. They can't see you. Shake your head.
Okay.
Do you do homeschooling?
Yeah.
And what are you studying now? What do we do in the mornings?
Book and
You forgot what you just got? Hooked?
Hooked on phonics.
How do you like it?
Fine.
And are you learning well?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to tell everybody your ABC song?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, O, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now I'll send my ABCs. Won't you come and play with me?
Now I'm going to pull a surprise on you.
What?
Spell slow. Can you spell slow?
Yeah.
Okay. Spell slow.
Okay. S L O W.
Oh, that's wonderful. You didn't know I was going to do that, did you? You didn't know which word I would pick, even if I did you? Were you surprised?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, let's start the show. How about we start the show with the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yeah.
That you learned all by yourself. How did you learn? I still don't know how you learned it.
I learned it from the girl.
From the girl? Which girl, honey?
My little girl named,
Shelby. Oh, that's your Let's Pretend playmate. Did you learn it here listening to the music that I play?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, why don't you start the show? Go ahead and do the pledge.
Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and the pledge to the ideals of our forefathers, the men who fought and died in the building of this great nation. It's a pledge to fulfill our duties and obligations as citizens of the United States, and to uphold the principles of our Constitution. And last but not least, it's a pledge to maintain the four great freedoms cherished by all Americans. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom from want, and freedom from fear.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States.
You're singing along there, huh? Well, I'm glad you decided to co-host with me tonight, Pooh. Let's go to the phones. Okay? You know, I'm so excited with you being here with me again. You used to do this with me all the time, and I'm so excited with you being here. I forgot to stop that CD there. So let's go to the phones and see who's out there. Good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing there, Bill?
Hello.
Hey, this is the Pooh Radio Network, is it?
Sure is.
Goodness gracious. You know, we could have some fun with Pooh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know, there was some Republicans out there that went on a crime bill. They're supposed to sound like this. But they sound like this. Isn't that terrible?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
One thing to keep in mind when you get this. Got to respond with this. They're beating up on you pretty good out here.
They are.
Oh, WEWN out of Birmingham, Alabama. If I hear any more Eastern Bloc Catholic church music, and I'm a Catholic myself, I don't know. And besides that,
well, it's like I've always told you, what you do when they're bleeding off of their frequency, you're supposed to call the FCC and complain loudly and insist that they clean up this frequency. If you hear somebody holding an open carrier on this frequency trying to drown us out, call the FCC.
Yeah, they
bleed. You got to do it. And you got to call your congressman and tell them to lean on the FCC and make them stop it. They will if enough of you call.
I have one thing for you. Wherever in the world I put it, there it is. I'd like to thank you for that New Age music you played the other day, which happens to be mine. It's a shame that people are so creative or so disgusting.
Which New Age music was that?
Ah, that was about four programs ago. It was Anya.
Anya, yeah.
Anya. Oh, yeah. Beautiful voice.
Yeah, yeah, I love it.
Beautiful voice. You're like me. You're very eclectic with your music. I got mostly 60s rock and roll, but I've got some strange stuff. One time, me and Arab upstairs got in an argument, and he started playing his Ching Ching kind of music, and I came back with a little, like, 14th century Crusades type music. And he stopped. I don't know why. But it worked. Oh, here's something for you. I got me a book here, Life of Andrew Jackson, Border Captain, Portrait of a President. Something was pretty amazing here. They're dealing with a political struggle that looked like the Civil War before the Civil War happened. I was surprised to find that out, that in 1828 we almost have a Civil War with the nullifiers. And we have here that Henry Clay and his National Republican Party won out over Webster on the bank issue, which ought to make the Berkshires happy because they like watching bankers. And most of the Calhoun group believed that Clay was the only man with a chance against Jackson. But, interestingly enough, the Kentuckian was unable to bring into his camp a curious political sect known as the Anti-Masons.
Oh, yes. We've covered that on this program.
Yeah, this group had its beginnings in western New York in 1826 when William Morgan, a wandering stone setter, was kidnapped for attempted exposure of the secrets of Freemasonry and never seen again.
That's right.
It says in 1832, the Freemasons...
Wait a minute. This is my show. You got to cut it off here.
Okay.
We got a lot of other people like to call in.
All righty, but I just wanted to tell you, they're beating up on you pretty significantly out here.
No, they're not beating up on me.
Well...
They're beating up on you listeners if you don't call the FCC and make them stop.
I got both numbers. I'll do that in the morning, sir. I'm sure there's nobody here tonight.
Well, there is somebody there. You call them. Call the numbers I gave you. There's somebody there all the time.
The D.C. number?
No, call the other one. That's the monitor. They got to catch them in the act. If you don't call them while they're doing it, they can't catch them in the act. You've got no complaint.
Uh-huh.
Call. Okay. And I tell you people what to do, and you don't do it. And if you don't do it, nothing's going to happen.
Well, at least I got both numbers.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care.
So, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
602-337-2524. 602-337-2524 is the number. Who's here co-hosting with me, if you'd like to talk to her. She's right here. And, of course, I'm here also. Folks, I got to tell you something. There's nothing happening in Catron County. I told you about the militia of Montana. They're the biggest bullshit artists, no-show people that I've ever seen in my life. There are no militias from California, Montana, or anywhere else rushing to Catron County in New Mexico. Nothing is going on there. You understand me? There's two FBI agents there. There's 12 National Guardsmen there. They are there because a prisoner, under questioning, told them about a body that was buried up in the mountains in Catron County, and they're searching for that body. That's all there is to it. And all you had to do, folks, if you'd have been listening last night, you would have known last night, but all you had to do, if you had been using your brains instead of your butts, was to call the Catron County Sheriff, or for that matter, anybody in Catron County. I have heard more baloney, more lies, more crap flying across the Patriot Facts Network and being broadcast by broadcasters who don't check their facts and being passed around by stupid sheeple who call themselves patriots than I think I've ever heard in my life in the last couple of days. That Catron County was surrounded by the National Guard, was overrun by ATF and FBI and Justice Department agencies, and house-to-house searches were being conducted, and the militia of California and Montana and several other states were on the way to rescue them. Oh, you people make me sick. You make me want to puke. I'm not kidding you. It is absolutely incredible. You think you're going to win your country back acting like a bunch of stupid cattle? I don't think so. Who is smarter than most of you? And that's the truth. Good evening. You're on the air.
Well, good evening, Bill.
How you doing?
Good. How can you protect yourself when you're thinking about getting involved with militias and things like that to where you don't get in with the wrong people, if you know what I mean?
Well, that's up to you.
Those carrying badges and that sort of thing.
That's up to you. Nobody in this world can tell you who to run with or how to choose them.
Okay.
Yeah, you're supposed to learn that through experience in your life growing up and interacting with other people.
Yeah, well, I kind of suspected that I wondered if maybe there was something obvious I might be missing. All right, well, thanks.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Yeah, folks, I can only teach you so much. You know, last night we were on the air because WWCR lost the transmitter. They lost the transmitter. Instead of calling WWCR and finding out what was happening, about a million people out there panicked, and rumors started to fly that I was dead, WWCR was blown up, I was in jail. I started not to come in here tonight. I started to just let you fester in your own juice, but little Pooh wanted to come do this show, so I decided to come and do it. Good evening, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Bill. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Oh, hi, Pooh. How are you?
Hi. Fine.
Hi. Okay. What I want to talk about tonight is Slick Willie's Hades thing. Just real briefly. I wonder if there's some ulterior motive for this Hades thing. And also, briefly, I saw a film clip about Aristide talking to his supporters at a rally a few years ago, I guess it was. And he was speaking in French or whatever, had English subtitles. I can't verify the accuracy of it, but he was encouraging his supporters to put necklaces, tires filled with gasoline, on his opponents and light them on fire. And he was saying, oh, I love the smell of that burning flesh. Oh, it smells so great, you know. And so on and so forth. And I was thinking, wow, you know, we're going to put this guy back in here, and then that's, I guess they're going to further the UN socialist type of democracy, then they also would, according to Warren Christopher, be able to position UN forces in there, and it would only be a hop, skip, and a jump away from Florida. What do you think about that, Bill?
Well, I think that there's nothing in Haiti that interests us. I don't think any American in this country gives a damn about Haiti unless he has relatives living there. There's no mineral deposits there that I know about that are crucial to the defense or the manufacturing capacity of the United States of America. I don't think Haiti's big enough to worry about whatever military might they might have. So it seems to me that this is just another example of tearing down the international concept of sovereignty of nations and bringing about one world government. We have no right to tell another nation who to sit on their throne or who to elect as president or whether they have elections or have a dictator or what. It's none of our business unless we are the promoters and the military force and the political force behind the formation of the one world government, which we are. I've outlined it many times on this show. Is that you coughing?
No, that's not me.
It must be Pooh. Is that you coughing, Pooh?
Mm-mm.
That's not you? Did you take a drink? Yeah. Well, anyway, that's the way I see it. We got no business there. We have no legal right there, either in American law, United States law, or any state law, or in international law. It's just another method of tearing down the status quo and erecting a strong United Nations.
Yeah, I agree totally, and I think he's going to meet his Waterloo. He's
Clinton's a traitor. He's a communist. There's
no
doubt about it. His wife is a Marxist who supported Marxist terrorist groups all of her life, financially and politically. The United States is heading toward totalitarian one-world socialist government. I don't know how anybody out there can listen to TV and watch what's going on and arrive at any other conclusion or sit back and think this is just going to go away. That's absolutely ludicrous.
Right. I only turn the TV on occasionally to check up on what kind of brainwashing they're programming people on. Well, thanks. I'll let you go and have a good evening now.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
As far as I'm concerned, anybody out there in the military who carries out orders to invade the country of Haiti when we're not at war with Haiti and have no constitutional or precedent in international law which says that this is okay. In fact, everything says that it's not okay. As far as I'm concerned, you're just another bunch of traitors helping to bring about one world government. You're not worth a damn in my book. You don't know anything about the oath you took or what you're doing. You're not required to carry out any orders other than legal and lawful orders. And everything that the government is doing today is illegal, unconstitutional, and unlawful. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. I got a question about the black helicopters, and I shoot some pistol competition from time to time, and 2 weekends ago, we noticed a little Hughes 500 come down just off the property line at the gun range and hovered about 10 feet and slowly work its way around, and it looked like it was taking pictures of the...
Wait a minute. What's the point of this?
I'm just curious. We're pretty sure that it's the Treasury Department. I just wondered if anybody else has been getting reports of...
We've been getting reports for months and months and months. Everybody knows that there's black helicopters. Everybody knows that they're bad. Everybody knows that they're violating the law. They're flying below the legal limit. They're doing things they're not supposed to do. Nobody will admit to owning them. You know, it's like flying saucer reports. Why report another black helicopter?
Specifically at gun range during pistol competitions.
What difference does it make?
I'm just curious about that. We think we know where they are, and I was going to go check out and see. They're over at a commercial airport down in Houston, and I was going to go see if I get some pictures of them or anything. But does that matter, or do we need to worry about that at all?
No, it's been proven. All you have to do is worry about what you're going to do with them if they start a war and start rounding up patriots.
Right. We were just very concerned at the pistol conference.
The proper thing is to make sure none of them ever leave the ground.
Fine. Okay, well, have a nice night, and glad to see you back on the air again.
I was never off. I was on last night.
Yeah, well, the only way I can up is 5810.
Yeah, okay.
They were dead.
Take care.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for calling.
Honey?
Yes, baby?
Can we see the ABC song now?
You want to sing it again? Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
If you want to be the co-host, you can sing whatever you want. Go ahead.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, O, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now I'll say my ABCs. Won't you come and play with me?
I sure will. Anytime you want. Tomorrow morning we're going to read again and do your hooks on phonics again.
Honey? Oh,
yes.
I'm just going to pay allegiance to the fact of...
Oh, not again. We can't do it over and over. You got to learn some new material, kiddo. We can't just do the same thing over and over again.
Hey.
Let's just host this show and talk to the people, okay?
Hey, you.
Hey, you yourself. Good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing?
Good.
We got safeguard your valuables for your fingerprinting and photographing and equipment in Georgia. Saturday, September 17th. What do you think about that?
Well, I think they're... What am I supposed to think about? I've been telling you for years. I mean, why are you asking? What do you think about it?
I think it's pretty rotten.
Well, it is, but I've been warning you for years. I wrote about all this stuff in my book 5 years ago. And people...
That's your book, and I enjoyed reading it.
Great.
Real good. The other night, Friday night, there was a guy that was in there. He was talking about his children, and he was a Vietnam vet.
Yeah?
You should have told him about your book and let him read it. Tell him to get it and read it.
Well, I'm not really a salesman. I don't really push everything, although I'm going to...
I know you don't.
...put everything on sale tonight. Everything's going to be on sale tonight, folks.
You really ought to push your book, because it's really a good book.
Well, I thank you for that.
And I'm trying to read it again for the second time, because there's so much information in it, my little brain can't take it all.
Well, there is a lot of information, and I've made it intentionally that way, to overwhelm people with the most startling... facts and documented suppressed information that's going to happen in this country, and that was 5 years ago. A lot of it's come true.
Yeah, I try to tell a lot of people to check it out and get it and read it, and because the information is good. And do you send out a newsletter or anything like that?
I have a newsletter for members, yeah. And we're not doing it right now because we're trying to get all this, these computers hooked up and everything so that we can print a newspaper just like the Spotlight.
Uh-huh.
Only better.
And how would you charge on that?
Huh?
How would you possibly charge on all that?
Well, it's free to members.
Oh, and the members is...
I don't know if we're going to take subscriptions from anybody else or not, but it's free to members.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you, Dan, and I'll catch you later.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Well, I think just about time for the break, so I think we'll play a little music here. How about that?
Let's go get Haiti. Let's see how good and patriotic you are. Let's go kill a bunch of Haitians. Let's take over their country. Let's take over the whole Caribbean. Pack of traitors. All of you.
Champions of Freedom. Ho, ho, ho. Got Castro sitting right down there in a communist regime, and we want to go invade Haiti. You know why? Haiti can't fight back. You bunch of miserable jerks. Go read your oaths again. Great defenders of the USA. Nope, you're the police force for the New World Order. You're the traitors who will be the Gestapo in the United States of America very soon. You see, we all know that you're training in mock-ups of typical American cities, getting ready to go house to house, door to door, and take away the arms of the American citizens. Does it make you mad, sheeple, to hear somebody talk like that? I got a right to. You see, I served in the military forces of the United States of America. I served 4 years in the United States Air Force, active duty, in the Strategic Air Command. I served 8 months in the inactive reserves, United States Air Force. I served 11 years in the United States Navy. I was a river patrol boat captain in Vietnam. I know what I'm talking about. I know what you're doing, and I know it's against the law, and I know that you're not supposed to be doing it. But I also know that you're stupid, and you'll do anything that they tell you, just like Hitler's stormtroopers did. And when you get caught, and you're sitting in the defendant's box of some court somewhere, you'll say you were just following orders. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? I also know that most military personnel in this country, even though they claim to be defending and protecting the Constitution of the United States of America, have never read it in their entire life. And I also know that career military people who spend their whole life in the military have no constitutional rights, and therefore don't give a damn about the Constitution. My father spent his whole life in the Air Force. He used to tell me how he was defending the Constitution of the United States of America. He turned out to be a hypocrite and a liar. You see, because when I confronted him with the evidence, when I showed him what was going on in this country, when he read my book and admitted to me that I was right, he looked me right in the eye and he said, I can't help you in this fight, son, because this retirement check is the only income your mother and I have. This brilliant man has a brain. You all make me sick. Military forces. Protect and defend the Constitution. You don't even know what it is you're talking about. You're a bunch of hypocrites and a bunch of liars, and your oath doesn't mean a damn thing. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Along with whatever else you've got in there to smoke. Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening. Yesterday I stopped at a local gun shop to see if anybody knew of anything in the way of a militia forming in the area of Streetsboro, Ohio. Well, this afternoon I get a nice visit from a guy from the National Security Agency with a local cop along, saying, what were you doing? Did you see anything nasty against Bill Clinton? Which I didn't at the time. Maybe mentioned his policies weren't real good, like the Gun Control Act. But at this point, I wonder if I can give my name and number and say anybody in the Cleveland, Youngstown, Akron, Canton area looking for a militia unit or information on it and where to gather, I wonder if I can give my name and number.
No, because I don't know who you are.
Okay.
And I don't know what's going to happen if somebody calls you.
All right. How do I get started on all
you
this?
You might be from the National Security Agency. I don't know who you are.
Okay.
You got to go and find patriots, mix with patriots. If they trust you, they'll invite you. If they don't, you'll never even know there's a militia. That's the way it works.
So don't just walk into a gun shop and ask?
Well, you can if you want to, but I would never walk in that one again because you know the guy behind the counter's a stoolie for the government, don't you?
Definitely no.
All right. Why don't you tell us what the name of that gun shop is?
I don't know off the hand. I was just driving down the street. It's about three doors down from Kmart on the way to a lawyer I went to see.
Yeah, you're a chicken plucker. You chickened out. Sorry, folks. Got no use for chicken pluckers either. I think your whole story's bullshit now if you don't know the name of the shop you went into. I think you just made up a little story there. If you got visited, it would not have been somebody from the National Security Agency. Their bag is SIGINT and ELINT, electronic and radio or magnetic emissions intelligence. You would have been visited by somebody else. So you better learn who's who and what's what before you call in here and try to pull that crap. I was in intelligence. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Bill. Dave in Boston calling.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. Just lest there be any question as to who the boss in the hierarchy is, here's the one short paragraph from a Reuters article which appeared in the Boston Herald today, National Security, pertaining to Haiti. National Security Advisor Anthony Lake said in a speech to the Council on Foreign Relations, Haiti's military leaders had to go, and the U.S. message to them was, we will act if we must, and time is running out.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep, just thought you might want to hear that.
Now, if it had been a communist dictator like Fidel Castro, and he was killing people 1,000 a day, we wouldn't be sending anybody down there.
And I think the thing that's most astonishing about this whole Haiti invasion is that they're attempting to reinstate an avowed Marxist.
Well, that's because that's what we're becoming.
Absolutely.
Socialism, and everybody's screaming for more of it. They want free health care. They want a free job. They want free retirement. They want free medical taking care. They want free food. They want a free house. They want free everything. Nobody is responsible. Nobody wants to work. Nobody wants to be free, so they're going to get what they want. I guarantee you they're going to get what they want, and when they get it, they're not going to like it.
Well, I think it was de Tocqueville that said in a writing in about 1830 that said that the United States will stand until the electorate discovers the fact that they can vote themselves largesse in the public from the public treasury. And we are going the way of Sweden, which I think right now has about 14% unemployment and the highest taxes in the free world.
And a tremendously high rate of suicide also.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Yep, it's true.
Very good, Bill.
Socialism sucks, and so do socialists. And if you're a socialist, close your window so while you're sucking, you don't wake everybody else up in the neighborhood. Okay? 602-337-2524 is the number. I don't know why I keep saying it. The thing never quits ringing. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. How you doing? This is Jim from Michigan.
Hi, Jim. How come there's no women out there? Don't women call anymore?
They're probably listening. Yeah. Hey, what you're saying about the servicemen, I was in the Marines in 68 over there in Nam, and you're right on. These guys do not realize. I watched a young Marine on TV tonight. Say, let's go get them. And they just don't get it, do they?
Yeah, I'm going to prove I'm a man. I'm going to go kill me some defenseless Haitians who don't even have an army and can't fight back. I'm going to be a big hero just like my dad was in World War II.
That's it, exactly. They got them all pumped up and got that patriotism going in them. That's the wrong stuff.
They're stupid, boot-licking sheeple.
Well,
they're not United States Marines anymore.
They're not. They don't even make a couple on a Marine's rear end.
They're United Nations lackeys, bootlickers.
Got it. I'll tell you, Bill, it's a sad day in America, but those of us out here that really know what's going on or we're with it, it's going to be a sad day when we have to aim in on them and take them out, but that's the way it's got to be.
Just make sure every time you fire a shot, you hit what you shoot at. And if every one of us do that, it's going to be a very short war.
You got it, Hayes.
Because these bootlickers will run once they start dying like flies. I'll tell you that right now.
You got it. Hey, I'm all with you there, pal. Semper Fi, do or die, and then the rest of them kiss it off. Thanks. See you later, pal.
God save the Republic. That's my motto. Until it is saved. The law is on our side. Our nation has been destroyed from within. The insurrection has already occurred. It was successful. Our government is in the hands of communist, socialist scum. And that's the truth. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. How are you? I was curious. When you first started, or close to when your broadcast started, there was a Sunday night broadcast on on the station you're on now, on shortwave, WWCR, called Radio New York International.
Yeah, R&I.
I don't remember the name of the personalities on there. It just doesn't ring a bell right now. But they promoted your program a couple of times, and they even played a couple of your broadcast tapes. I think you had maybe a tape after a couple of times you were on a Sunday night.
Yeah, what's the point?
The point is, I was just curious if you'd heard from them or what they were doing these days. I was just curious.
I have no idea. The only reason they promoted my show and played my tapes is because the satellite network that they were on was the satellite network I was on, and the guy to promote my show gave them discounts on the satellite fees. And as soon as they found out what I was really talking about on my show, they didn't promote my show anymore. If you were really listening, they were social. They turned out to be socialists.
Oh yeah, I totally agree. I didn't listen to them hardly. You know, they were just noisy.
But it doesn't make any difference. They're not on the air anymore.
No, they're not. One other question. I have a couple of reloading manuals, and you had mentioned on your rifle, your modified 375 H&H. It's basically a Wildcat cartridge.
It's a dream.
Yeah, that's what Carolyn says.
Yeah.
But anyway, do you have is there a cartridge that I could find in one of these reloading manuals that would best depict what you're using there?
Closest thing I can think of is a 378 Winchester.
Okay, we'll look at that.
It's called a 378, but the caliber of the bullet is 375. And the 378 came out of the experimentation with the 375 H&H Wildcat. But I prefer the 375 H&H Wildcat. I also prefer the Mauser action above the Winchester action on the 378.
I'm not all that familiar with the type of bullets available in the 375. What I have seen, you know, for African safaris was full metal jacket type bullets. Are there soft point or
you want long range and accuracy?
Okay.
That's what you want with this rifle. If you want something else, this is not the rifle. This is a long-range rifle.
Sure.
That means long range and extreme accuracy. If you want to do anything else with this rifle, you're wasting your money. This is not the rifle for doing something else. It's strictly for long range and exceptional accuracy.
What type of bullet do you use? Do you use a soft point or do you use a full metal jacket?
Well, I use a Hornaday 375 boat tail in 300 grains.
Okay, I'll look that up. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Now, it was originally developed to use a 270 grain flatback bullet. So, anyway, whatever's that worth, if that helps you. Okay. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. Is Pooh still there?
She's still here.
I wanted to say hello to Pooh. Hi, Pooh.
Hi.
Pooh, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm going to do work.
You're going to do work?
Uh-huh.
You're going to do work for America, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
That's good. Bill, I really enjoy it when you have Pooh on the show.
Well, I do too. She used to come and do it with me all the time. She never did talk much, but...
She seems to be talking a lot more. She's losing her stage fright, I guess, now.
Well, it's not that. I mean, she did it with me for so long that I think she just got kind of bored, and then she wanted to stay home for a while and play with Sugar Bear, and then she decided to come back and do the show again with me.
Well, that's good. I enjoy it. I live down here in Southeast Texas, and I saw something in the paper today. It's just another example of desensitizing the people using the drug war, and, you know, moving towards a police state. They have a county drug task force, and now they're using a policy they call a talk and knock, where they just go to the door. Well, first they get a complaint from the neighbor, then they go to the house without a search warrant, and they tell the people, you know, the neighbors complain that you're using drugs or whatever, drug activity, and they try to convince the people to let them search the house. And some fools have let them come in and search the house, you know, with no warrant or whatever.
Yeah, so they voluntarily give up their rights. And every weapon that they have during the search is noted or confiscated. And,
I've just never seen it in my area.
The police state is not creeping up, by the way. It became a reality when Clinton signed the crime bill this morning.
Our district is represented by Jackass Brooks, as I call him. Mm. He masquerades as a...
He's the one who said when the mic was open, when he thought it was off, that he would have gone in there and burned the Branch Davidians on the first day.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And we live sort of...
Jack Brooks, the human incinerator.
Yeah.
Who elected him?
We
Texans, right?
Yeah.
Are you a Texan?
Yeah, I'm a Texan.
Stop electing him.
What's that?
Stop electing him.
Oh, yeah. Well, I try every year. We live in such a backwards area here. I mean, as far as sheep will go, there's a lot of refineries down here, and the unions, they vote straight Democrat every time. I mean, it's very... try to educate some people as best I can. We've got a talk show here, a local radio talk show, and, you know, just people are so far behind. I mention your show as often as possible. But anyway, I just want to mention that. It's going on down here in Texas. I know it's not creeping up. I know it's already here.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and I would do my best to educate especially young people.
When you have an argument with somebody in a restaurant and they gas your whole family in a hotel room, I guess the police state is here.
I believe it is.
And that ain't all. Ask Vicki Weaver about the police state.
Yeah. How is Pooh doing after all that incident and everything? She sounds...
She won't talk about it, so I don't know how she's doing.
Well...
She's taking that day out of her life.
Yeah.
We were down there 5 days. When we asked her how long she was there, she says we were there for.
Yeah.
I asked her if she wants to talk about it. She never will, never has.
Yeah.
Maybe someday. I don't know.
Okay. Well, God bless y'all, and bye, Pooh.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you for calling. 602-337-2524. And remember, folks, for the rest of the 24-hour period after the program, that is our fax line. That's our fax lines. If you ever want to send a fax, that's the number to do it on. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, hi. My name is, it doesn't matter. I'm down here in Arizona, and I try to educate people up, and my cousin actually told me I needed to get a pipe and start smoking it.
I need you to talk real loud. You're really low on the meter here. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. I need you to put your mouth right in front of your telephone and talk louder. Hello?
Of course. Hello.
Yeah.
So, I'm here in Arizona, and we've come up to see you a couple of times and missed you, but I try to educate my cousins up in Michigan and my brothers and sisters, and one of my cousins told me that I needed to get a pipe and smoke. And I said, well, you can do that, but...
You ought to tell him he ought to stop smoking his pipe.
That's exactly it. He needs to get down to where reality is and not keep blowing his life away, so...
That's right.
Anyway, we're trying to do our best here.
We don't smoke pipes, do we, Pooh?
Mm-mm. Bubbles. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Well, yeah, we're getting close to the end of the hour, about 9 minutes left, something like that.
Honey.
Yes, baby.
I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing real good.
Good. Bill, I'd like to say I'm 25 years old, retired military medically. My wife's in the military now, and she takes her oath seriously, and I don't want you thinking that all of the people that have ever been in the military are in the military now.
If they know what's going on and they're still in it, then they're not taking their oath seriously.
Well, she's in the medical field, same as I was, and...
You can give me 5 million excuses. They won't fly here. If somebody knows what's going on and they know they're a part of it and they're still in it...
Go ahead.
They're wrong, and they should get out of it. Even if they have to go to jail, they should say, I'm not going to take part in this. I'm not going to do it. It's illegal. It's unlawful. It's unconstitutional. I'm not going to help bring about a one-world government and destroy my country.
Bill, I believe you completely. I do.
See, I have a daughter. I have a daughter who just got commissioned in the United States Air Force. I don't speak to her. She's not my daughter anymore.
Yeah.
She is dead, as far as I'm concerned. She knew what she was doing when she did it. I told her what was happening, and she did it. As far as I'm concerned, she's dead.
Well, I'm sorry to feel that way, but...
I'm not. I have the courage of my convictions.
Appreciate that. And I'm not telling you to change your thoughts in any way, shape, or form, because I'm saying God bless you for being where you are.
Thank you.
But I want you to know that when the shit hits the fan, we're there behind you, and behind you 100%. And I hope that you can understand that some of us in the positions that we are will do the right thing when it has to be done. And just because we don't have the courage to stand up right now doesn't mean that the courage isn't there.
Well, I got to tell you, my friend, when the shit hits the fan and they come after patriots, anybody wearing a uniform... If the military is coming after patriots, it's going to be a target for whatever patriot is around.
Okay, well, God bless you, and continue to fight.
Thank you.
All right.
And God bless you, too. God bless everybody. I wish everybody could come to their senses and understand what's happening. If you really think that one-world totalitarian socialism is going to be good for us, then you have to fight for it. But I got to tell you, I've looked at history. I've looked at every time socialism has risen its ugly head and taken power in a nation. And I know it's coming. And I know it's going to be the most horrible thing that's ever happened to Americans. And nobody's going to like it, especially the socialists in this country who have always lived free and think that they're going to be freer and have a better world under socialism. You're stupid. Good evening. You're on the air.
Talking earlier about Haiti, and you didn't know why we would want anything over there. I have a lot of people that tell me the same thing. Well, why were you in Bosnia? Why are we over here, over there?
Oh, I know why we're in all those places.
One of the things in Haiti is we got approximately 200 factories over there, and we've also got...
That's not what it's about. It's not about factories.
Well, it's also...
We didn't have any factories in Somalia, did we?
No.
No.
But we needed a seaport in Somalia. And we had some oil over there that the Bush administration already contracted for. but Haiti, we've...
Nobody was stopping them from getting the oil, and they would have granted us use of a seaport.
Right. But it's also a...
It's all about world government, my friend.
Well, I know.
It's all about establishing the precedent in international law that the United States military can go and do anything it wants anywhere in the name of world peacekeeping. That's what it's all about.
And drugs, too.
Yeah, drugs, too, yeah.
Because it's a transoceanic stop-off.
Always has been.
For drug traffic.
Yeah. Yeah, but drug traffic has always existed in the world. It wasn't profitable, it wasn't a problem, so we made it illegal.
Right. Now it's profitable, too.
Just like booze was during the Prohibition.
And like ammunition and guns and everything else is now.
Yeah.
So, I think you're doing a good job.
Well, thank you. I'm trying.
You don't mess around with people.
Pardon?
You don't mess around with people. And...
No, and nobody out there has to guess where my head is or what I'm about or what I stand for.
Right.
I'm upfront about every bit of it.
Well, in these times you can't be.
Well, that's right. We're at war. We are literally at war.
Right.
Most people don't understand it yet, but they will eventually.
We don't even own our own property.
That's right.
And people don't understand that.
That's right.
But I tell them, they look at you like you're crazy.
Yeah, well, if they'd look at the deed to their house, if they paid it off and see that it's a warrant deed, they'd understand that they don't own it. If they did, they'd have a patent allodial title to their land.
Yeah, and they'd own all the land, mineral rights, everything.
Yeah, that's right.
Most land you can't get that for anymore.
Listen, my friend, we're down to the wire. I got to let you go.
Take care of
you. You too.
Bye.
Well, Pooh, that about wraps it up. You want to say goodnight to everybody?
Yeah, goodnight.
God bless you, folks. Good night, and God save the Republic.